Halt, adventurer! Where do you think you are going? No, I'm not down there. Try looking up to the top of this pedestal, right where I belong. There you go. Now, if you wish to collect the treasure, you must successfully answer the riddle of the Sphinx. No, I'm not a Sphinx. That much should be obvious. Sphinxes have the bodies of lions and the face of humans. I have the face of a human and the body of a human, but I also have cat ears, a cat tail, and some pretty wicked claws. Well, more fingernails that are pretty sharp. But they could give you a pretty good scratch. Fortunately, I have this sword, which is considerably sharper. But to summarize, I'm not a Sphinx. I am a cat girl. My uncle is a Sphinx, though, and he got me this job. Well, one of my jobs. But the other one is a secret. But this one is boring. I just sit around on this pedestal all day and wait for someone to come along so I can ask them stupid riddles. Then they get them wrong and I get to kill them. In your case, that would be a shame, since you actually look kind of cute. For a human, at least. But a job's a job, am I right? So, here's the riddle, human. Are you ready? What walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening? Now, take your time and think it over. This is a very important riddle. Oh, you think you have the answer already? Well, hit me with it then. Man, that's your answer? That's stupid. How is that the answer to the riddle? Really? A crawling baby in the morning, a man in the afternoon, and an old man with a cane in the evening? That's kind of a stretch, don't you think? I mean, I was pretty specific about this all being in one day. You're overthinking this. You see, the answer was me. In the morning, I'm usually suffering from a big catnip hangover, so I'm crawling all over the place. In the afternoon, I finally feel alive enough to walk around. Then, in the evening, I'm a stripper. That's my secret job. I'm really good at working the pole, which is basically the third leg. See? Simple. Oh, it is too a valid answer. Maybe the stripper pole counting as a leg in the evening is a bit of a stretch, but so is the cane for the old man. To be fair, though, my answer does require that you actually knew I worked as a stripper, which is knowledge you didn't have. My uncle said I'd have to kill you at this point, but I'm really hating that part of the job. It's boring, unlike my night job. Sure, I get to meet interesting guys in both jobs, but with this one, I have to kill them all. Well, I'm just going to throw out that first riddle then. If my uncle doesn't like it, he can fire me. Or he can sit on his own damn pedestal all day. But this is the only second chance you'll get, okay? So here it goes. Listen now, handsome, to my rhyme, and give me the answer in due time. What do us cat girls love the most, and do very well, that's no boast? Standing, lying, or on all fours, outside, inside, behind closed doors, giving to us the greatest pleasure. Answer now and win the treasure. So, don't overthink this one like before. It's very simple, really. It's something that catgirls would find fun to do. Something that we could do indoors or outdoors, standing up or lying on our backs or on our hands and knees. You know this. At least I hope you do.
Sex.
Oh, sorry. It's so dry in here. I think something got caught in my throat. So, did you have an answer? Sex? Yes, hooray. You're so very smart for a human. Now I don't have to kill you. You get my treasure. Which, by the way, is sex. Well, sex and some gold and pretty rocks and other stuff. Not anything really nice. I mean, like a ball of string or catnip or some yummy fish. Take all that useless stuff and then I'm basically out of a job. Which is a good thing. I'll do the stripper thing full time because it pays way better. But first, the sex. And maybe after, more. I'm not supposed to sleep with the guys at the club, and I've always killed the adventurers who came by during the day, so it's been forever since I got laid. I'll just jump down from up here. Oh, now that I see you up close, you're kind of adorable. Not in the same way that I am, but still pretty good. All kinds of muscles and stuff under that armor. You might have been a challenge to kill had you failed to answer that last riddle. But that wouldn't have been any fun. Well, maybe a bit of fun. I would have disarmed you like this. Then I would have chased you around and maybe slashed the tendons in one leg so you couldn't get too far. I could have dragged it on for hours in a little cat and mouse game if I was bored, which I was. I am always so incredibly bored at this job. I probably only would have killed you when the end of my shift was coming up, which would be hours away. Well, it's a good thing we're just going to have sex then, isn't it? Now, let's help you out of that armor, shall we? I could rip it off, but when I do that, body parts or internal organs tend to come along with it. So I'll very carefully help you with the fastenings and the buckles and all the other stuff holding it on. My fingers are very nimble, so we'll have that off of you in no time at all. There. Well, hello, Beefcake. Hiding all of that under the armor seems like such a waste. I mean, just look at me. I have a great body with perky breasts and cute legs, so I can barely wear anything. There's not really a dress code here. Sphinxes are not normally naked, but a catgirl's got to be a little modest, right? You can't be showing everything you've got, whether it's a regular catgirl or when I'm working at the club. But do you know the best part of wearing clothes? Don't worry, this isn't a riddle. The best part of wearing clothes is that you get to take them off. So, let me take off these clothes for you. I've got the entire Egyptian theme going with my outfit, since I'm standing in for a sphinx. You don't even need to tip me or anything for taking my clothes off. Just watch me as I take off this top. It's mainly there so you can't technically see my breasts, even if it is kind of see-through when you get too close. And the nipples tend to poke against the fabric. But it's off now. See? I told you I had the body of a human girl. Of course, you can only confirm the parts that you can see. And so far, you haven't seen my pussy. I feel kind of strange calling it that. Human girls call it that. It feels a bit redundant to call mine a pussy, too. But then again, it is cute and furry and warm, and it sure loves to be petted. So I guess that name is good enough. So, do you want to see it? Of course you do. All men do, and you won the privilege fair and square. Well, more or less, but we won't quibble over that. I just need to take off this really short excuse of a skirt, and then these panties. There you go. A pussy just as good as what a human girl would have. Even better, really, because it's attached to me. And in a few minutes, it can be firmly attached to you as well. But we need to get the rest of your clothes off, Pumpkin. It's like unwrapping a present. I suppose it would go much faster if I didn't feel the urge to rub against you. As I took off the rest of your clothes, I'm just marking you with my scent. It will let any other catgirls know that you're taken, but it will also keep any of the other monsters around here away from you. Call it my gift to you. Well, one of my gifts. I don't think you're minding me rubbing against you anyway. At least not judging by how hard your cock is. Now, there's another funny word. Cock makes me think bird, which makes me think it's something to be eaten. And I guess it is, in a way. Or at least it's something to put in my mouth, like this. Don't worry, sweetie. I won't bite. At least, not here. I'll just suck it and lick it and stroke it with my hand. Oh, I bet you weren't expecting this when you set out on your adventure. But you seem to be really glad that it's happening. Yes, go ahead and wrap your fingers in my hair. But mind the ears. They're very sensitive. But not my most sensitive part. Not by a long shot. That part is my pussy. My cute little cat girl pussy. I'm rubbing it right now. Even as I suck your cock. It's not easy with these claw-like fingernails, but I usually manage to make it work. I don't even need to make myself come today, though that's what you're here for. Careful now. Speaking of which, let's get to that part where you claim your treasure by claiming me. Now, I do like it any way I can get it. Standing, lying, sitting, whatever. But today, I'm in the mood for doing it on my hands and knees, kitty style. I'll get in that position right now, kneeling on the ground in front of you. I'm bent over nicely for you, my cute little bottom offered up to you, my tail just swaying over my body. Almost hypnotizing, isn't it? As it moves back and forth in excitement. Now, fall to your knees behind me, as if you were going to worship my pussy. My kind are worshipped in Egypt. Bast is my great-great-great-grandmother, actually, so there's a little bit of goddess in me. But what I really want is there to be a whole lot of you in me. So take that lovely, saliva-soaked cock of yours and push it up against my wet pussy. Good. My tail moves faster as my excitement grows. But you're getting so excited too. It's not every day that a human gets to fuck a cat girl, especially one as cute as me. Now, grab onto my hips and see if you can make this cat girl purr. Yes. All the way in. Oh, sink that lovely human cock all the way into this cat girl pussy. You've earned that right and that privilege. I just want to get fucked so hard. Now, just keep thrusting in and out of me, and I'll get wetter and wetter the more you do it, which means you can go faster and faster. Oh, oh, this is so much better than having to kill you or sit on that fucking pedestal all day. But I don't have to do either of those things anymore. I can just go back to being just a stripper as my job. Well, it's more a hobby that pays a lot of money, but keeps me in catnip and raw fish. And that's a really fun hobby. So is this. Even if I don't get paid for it, I could, I guess. But it's more fun to be won than to be bought. If a man was paying me to put his cock in my pussy, it wouldn't feel this good. Definitely not as good as this. Oh, yes. By Isis, fuck my pussy harder. Your cock is like catnip. It's driving me crazy. I can't think with it in me, but I don't need to. I just need to move with you and moan and feel so much pleasure.
cat girls don't go into heat like cats do, but you're making me feel like a cat in heat. Now come in me. That's another thing you've earned the right to do. I think your seed could make a little cat girl inside of me. I'd love a little kitten girl of my own to raise and be all maternal to, and then teach her how to be a stripper and other important things. But first, it's very important that you come at me, and very soon. Even if it is my last day. Say, since I'm looking for a job, do you maybe want to adventure together? I'm really awesome in a fight, and even more awesome in bed. I'd still want to strip, of course, but it could be just for you. We could collect even more of this stupid gold stuff, and you could use it to buy me useful toys and other wonderful things, which in turn would encourage me to have sex with you even more. Oh, you are so wonderful. Trust me, you will not regret this. Especially when you're balls deep into this hot little pussy's hot little pussy. Now gather up your armor and the treasure. And I'll gather my clothes and a wounded bird I was saving for later. And we'll be off. Oh, on second thought, I'll just leave the bird. I've got something far more interesting to play with.